From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe, July 27th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Peter Attia, MD. 400-1. How curiosity transforms medicine. Extraordinary discoveries that changed modern healthcare. You know how often we talk about the importance of curiosity in medicine? It's not just a buzzword, it's a fundamental aspect of how we progress as a field. A great example of this is the discovery of insulin. Before it was isolated, doctors were treating diabetes with starvation diets, which is basically just a recipe for disaster. But then a team of researchers at the University of Toronto, led by Frederick Banting, started experimenting with pancreas extracts. They were curious about what was happening in the pancreas that was causing blood sugar levels to spike. Their curiosity led to the isolation of insulin, which revolutionized the treatment of diabetes. Another great example is the discovery of the antibiotic penicillin. Alexander Fleming was working in his lab, observing the mould that had contaminated one of his cultures. He noticed that the mould was killing off the surrounding bacteria, and his curiosity got the best of him. He started experimenting with the mould, eventually isolating the compound that would become penicillin. This discovery saved countless lives and transformed the treatment of bacterial infections. The point is, curiosity is what drives us to ask the right questions, to explore new ideas, and to challenge our assumptions. It's what leads to breakthroughs like these, and it's what will continue to propel us forward as a field. Next, second, from Have Your Cake, Liz Pruitt. Summer fruit pavlova. I'm glad you're looking for a light summer dessert. This pavlova is basically a meringue plate you top with whipped cream and fresh fruit, and it stays gluten-free. You bake the meringue at a low 250 deg. The outside dries out while the inside stays a soft sponge, which is perfect once you add the cream. The whipped topping is just lightly sweetened cream mixed with a spoonful of sour cream, so it's stable without any custard. Use berries or stone fruit that have a bit of acidity, and keep the meringue in a warm 150 degrees oven if it's humid, so it stays crisp. Assemble within 2 hours, adding very juicy fruits like figs, pineapple, or kiwi at the last minute so they don't break down the cream. Up next, third, from Leela. Chicken curry glass noodles. I just read the piece on the chicken curry glass noodles, and it's basically a straightforward, comforting dish you can pull together in under an hour. The author starts by noting the pantry staples: glass noodles, chicken breast, coconut milk, curry paste, and a handful of veggies like bell peppers and snap peas. They suggest rinsing the noodles briefly, then soaking them in hot water for a few minutes until they soften, which makes the texture nice and silky. For the sauce, the recipe calls for sautéing the curry paste in a splash of oil, then adding coconut milk and a splash of chicken broth to thin it out. A quick simmer lets the flavours meld, and a squeeze of lime at the end brightens everything up. The chicken is cut into bite-sized pieces, seasoned lightly, and cooked in the same pan until just done, so it stays tender. The veggies go in just before the noodles, so they stay crisp. Once the noodles are drained, they're tossed into the pan, coated with the sauce, and heated through. The final touch is a sprinkle of fresh cilantro and a drizzle of toasted sesame oil for a subtle nutty note. Overall, the write-up is clear, no fancy jargon, and the author even drops a quick tip. If you're short on time, you can use pre-cooked chicken strips. It feels like a friendly kitchen chat, perfect for a weeknight dinner without any fuss. And then, fourth, from Avery in real life. What to make when it's too hot to cook. When it's scorching outside, the easiest way to stay cool is to skip the oven and lean on salads, grain bowls, and quick cook pasta dishes. Most of the recipes are built around fresh veggies you already have. Think tomatoes, zucchini, cucumber, or garden fresh corn. So you can mix and match without any extra heat. If a dish calls for chicken, just toss in rotisserie chicken, leftover roasted chicken, or a quick batch from a slow cooker or air fryer. Those appliances stay relatively cool and keep the kitchen comfortable. A lot of the options are make-ahead friendly, meaning you can prep a big batch on a slower day and pull portions out for lunches, picnics, or dinner over the next few days. The quinoa-based salads, for example, combine protein, beans, chicken, or shrimp, with bright flavours like lemon, sun-dried tomato, or mango, and they hold up well in the fridge. Pasta salads, ravioli, tortellini, or simple noodle mixes are ready in 15 to 30 minutes and stay fresh without mayo, so they're light enough for summer but still satisfying. If you're craving seafood, the shrimp ceviche and shrimp avocado combos are ready in under half an hour and rely on citrus or lime juices to cook the shrimp, keeping the prep cool. For a quick, refreshing side, the cucumber watermelon salad pairs sweet and crisp with a drizzle of balsamic glaze, perfect for a hot afternoon. Overall, think of these dishes as flexible templates. Start with a base, quinoa, pasta, or greens. Add whatever protein you have on hand, toss in seasonal veggies, and finish with a simple vinaigrette or dressing. They're all designed to be assembled quickly, stay cool, and keep you nourished without turning your kitchen into a sauna. Next, fifth, from Lindsay Mack's Complexity Edge. You're not hard to love. You're hard to follow. You're not a standard issue human. You process information quickly, feel deeply, and notice things others miss. That's not the issue. It's that others can't keep up with your internal pace. They're not trying to love you. They're trying to follow you. But your brilliance often comes without explanation. This isn't about toning down your abilities, but about taking ownership of how you communicate and interact with others. It's a call to stand in your authority and find ways to translate your thoughts and ideas into something more relatable for those around you. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.